The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home. Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Monday morning, it is the 23rd of November 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number this morning, same as always, 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Like the weekend, certainly in Dublin, it is a beautiful morning. Autumnal, bright, crisp, sunny, pleasant, good walking material if you can get out there and embrace the day. So what do we got for you today? Plenty of a fascinating interview coming up with a woman who, I remember when I was a kid, there was a lot of talk about adopting babies from Romania. It was one of those things, that a news story that kept rumbling along. But then you think in many years later, right now, these children, these babies become young adults and older adults and think, well, I kind of want to connect. I want to reconnect. Who am I? Where am I from? How did I end up here and why? And all these questions of identity and belonging. And there's one woman, she's a powerhouse and she's got an incredible story she's going to share with us in a little while this morning. And I think it's a great start to the week. It's a positive story and certainly a new one on me. Otherwise, I hope you're all very, very well. I watched a movie that I hadn't seen for about 15 years and it felt fresh because I had, but it's The Queen. Do you remember the one with Helen Mirren as the Queen and Michael Sheen as Tony Blair? And I forgot how good it was. Just, there's so much talk about the Crown and people are watching. I didn't watch The Crown. I found it quite boring. And then I went back to it over the weekend and watched from the beginning. And I kind of got into it, actually. I think I'll keep going from the start. But The Queen is an exquisite film. And what is so interesting about it is, because a lot of talk of Diana, because she now features in the episode of the Crown. Now, I wouldn't be a royalist and I certainly wouldn't be an expert on it. But from a sociological point of view, watching the British, it was very interesting. When Diana died, it felt like this. And you might say, what are you talking about? But I'll chance my theory anyway. It felt like the British cried for the first time as a country. And they hadn't cried before, even after World War II, they hadn't cried, they hadn't mourned, they hadn't grieved. And this woman encapsulated a certain amount of outpouring, a catharsis, if you like, for a nation. And all those flowers and bouquets, everything at the gate, rows and rows. People camped overnight. I've forgotten, I was watching this archive cut into this thing. I was going, this, because the impact of her death hasn't travelled with time. It was of its moment, strangely. I don't think see statues of Diana around the place in years to come. But certainly at that moment, for whatever reason, it caught the British, possibly unawares, and it was crying and it was almost keening, and it was very un-English, very un-British. And the Queen there was a misstep, and she didn't realise that she kind of had to join in on this. And she didn't. She was stuck in Balmoral in Scotland, and Tony Blair was on the phone saying, you need to get home because it's bad and the headlines are rotten. And there was a talk of a threat to the monarchy's existence. And then she came back and she rescued the situation a little bit, I think. And on the story went from there. And it was just very well. I mean, Helen Mirren is just so excellent. And Michael Sheen, who was a lovely guest with us on the TV Once Upon a Time, is such a good mimic. He's a chameleon. He's played Tony Blair, David Frost in Frost Nixon, Kenneth Williams in Fantabulosa, I think it's called. He's a super actor and he's just really excellent in The Queen. So if you're looking for a film to revisit, that's certainly one to have a look at. And that was Saturday evening's viewing entertainment. Now, what else have I got for you? I was intrigued to be kind of given a rundown. Do you remember we had the Irish products shop local show on the late a few weeks ago, and Anna Geary was showing us this thing that you wear when you get out of the sea. It's like, is it a dry robe? Is that the name of the company? I thought it was an Irish. I'm not sure, but suddenly it's become a thing. I was listening to Oliver's Callan's Kicks on well, Saturday, I was listening back to it, and he did a whole sketch on the dry robe, because it seems to be driving a lot of people mad. It's like a sleeping bag type thing that you put on you when you get out of the sea, but now it's become a bit of a status symbol. People are wearing it to go down to the shop and come back, and no water was harmed in the making of this wearing of the dry robe. I don't understand the fuss, but it's become now when somebody points one out to you, can't stop seeing it. They're everywhere. Now, this is a lovely time of year. I get sent in lovely things in terms of the festive season. I'm wearing my first Christmas jumper of the week. Every morning I'll be wearing one for the day with a toy show coming at us on Friday morning. This is going to be an exceptionally crazy week. I was up at the crack o' dawn this morning with the excitement of it all, such is the nature of this week. It brings out the sort of Christmas Eve child in me anyway, and hopefully in lots of people around the country. And we are very, very excited all over the place. And the remember we talked about Shimsa, the annual you used to get when you were a kid in school? Well, for grown-ups, there's this great thing, like the Waterford News and Star do the Festive Star. And that's just sent in to me. And I wanted to thank them for doing that, because it is a really gorgeous production. And thank you to Mary Frances Ryan, who edits it. And there's 8 pages of greetings from abroad. I mean, this is old school, but I love it. And I just came upon an article about John Perfumo. I'm fascinated by the Perfumo affair. And there was a talk, according to a piece by Cian Manning, in this Festive Star, which is a smorgasbord of photos and articles and local history and everything. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting stuck into it later on. But there was a rumor in 1963 when Perfumo had left high office that he was going to buy a Ballyglan house near Dunmore East in County Waterford, but they got the wrong Perfumo. There was a major Perfumo as opposed to John Perfumo, and there was that's the gist of that piece. Anyway, that was just by the by. We spoke to Christine Keeler's son on the program before, a fascinating woman and lovely man. Actually, he lives in Ireland, and he is he's busy working on trying to get an official pardon for his mother, as far as I understand, and that's something that would be, I think, worth investigating, because she deserves that, I would have thought. The Holly Bough is another one. It's a Christmas annual from its Cork tradition since 1897. There's a great piece in there by Linda Kenny, who talks to Cork tenor Breffni Horgan, who starred in the toy show when he was a little boy. A young man, I suppose. And the headline is, "Dad almost taped over my toy show debut." I meant, do you remember when people taped over other people's stuff? You thought, oh, how did you? Unbelievable. Please. Did you tape over that? You did. Oh, desperate. A seasonal Garda operation, meanwhile, according to our friends in the Irish Examiner, designed to prevent raids on Christmas tree farms, will get underway from today. You'd want to be some to steal a Christmas tree, wouldn't you? Like, you'd want to be really bad egg to be like. There's something about it. Stealing a pint of milk, you think, yes, it's not right, it's not, but you know, you're probably going to drink it and you must be really stuck if you're stealing a pint of milk. That's real grinchy, stealing Christmas trees. Anyway, the guards are busy on it. It's called Operation Hurdle, and a successful initiative that apparently involves nightly air patrols, high visibility checkpoints and armed support units to save the Christmas tree. And Christy Kavanagh has won lots of awards. He's based in Newtown on Kennedy. And he said, this year's crop of Christmas trees in Ireland is extremely good. In fact, he said, it's better than ever. And we've already sold thousands of trees, which is unusual at this stage. But with the year that people have had, there definitely seems to be more demand for real trees than in past years. And Irish trees are in big demand abroad too. I've already had 2 truckloads of my trees sent over to London. So that's good news. The Christmas tree growers hopefully will have a good year. I'll get mine in due course. I always have a problem getting a tree that smells good. I want a tree that you walk in and you go, oh, and my house has got, they've got the candles, the Christmas candles. They're flickering away every day and the house smells great. But I don't have the actual tree yet, but I will. I'll get one. I normally get a nice one, so I'll go again. And I love it. Actually, I found myself in Woody's on Saturday, and I went in to get a set of lights to put on a, you know, bush outside and try to go add a little bit extra Christmassy. So I needed to pick ones that had battery. I didn't want to be putting something in a plug in a socket, you know, that kind of. And I went in, I said, how do I get into where the lights are? And there was a tiny tubberty sized gap between the boxes. And I said, I'll just slip in here. Sure enough, no bother. And I was picking up the lights going, that's the LED ones. And there's the ones with the no plug. And that's, I think that's the one I want. And a very polite staff member came along. She said, excuse me. I said, yes. I thought she could offer me help because I didn't know what I was looking at. She said, you're not meant to be in there. I said, in here. So I said, I thought I just slipped through a gap in the hedge. She goes, no, that's boxed off. I said, oh, these are non-essential. She said, they're non-essential. You have to go home, click, and then collect them. Come back and collect them. I said, ah, so I can't take them with me. She said, no. I said, I'm sorry. I hope you didn't think I was pulling a fast one. I said, I didn't realize. I just thought I was. I felt like I'd done something terribly wrong. Anyway, I went off and clicked. And I'll be collecting later. So that's fine. Hilarious, Ryan. Dry robes are exclusively South Dublin. Not one sighting in Meath, and I live 2 minutes from the beach. Is it really? Is that what it is? That's what Oliver was saying in his sketch. It was a Sodoco invention. Thunderball was a great watch yesterday evening. Yeah, I saw it there, John, in Waterford, and I thought, gosh, will I watch it or not? And what did they end up watching? I saw this thing, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, it was on RT2, RT, and 2.5 hours of old-style chivalry with Sean Connery and Claudine Angier, is that who you say, in 1965? That's when men were men. Well, let's not get into that now because things have changed a little since James Bond was a boy. Moving on, we had just arrived in the UK, says the text, on holidays when Diana died, so we were there for the duration of the mourning period. It was surreal and we got caught up in it all. And Claire in Dublin finally says, you're so right. I remember the mourning so well, as in with you. And it was quite incredible and remarkable, actually, that there aren't any streets or statues named after her. Dare I say it, had she been a man, she may not have gone so unremarked or unremembered. Who knows? History might be just, yeah, that's a point I will take on board. I tell you what I did watch yesterday was the Munster football final because I was intrigued by the history of it and to see, we had spoken about Bloody Sunday and I was wondering would Tipperary be able to do a job or not, and indeed could Cavan do a job or not. So when I saw the fact that the two semi-finals are going to be the same teams that made up the quartet in heading towards Bloody Sunday in 1920, I thought, what a strange, because I put up a little post of the old jersey from Tipperary saying, well done to the Tipperary team. And today, hope and history rhymed, to paraphrase Seamus Heaney's line. And little did I know to come down the tracks that it was doubling down on the rhyming because, sure enough, Cavan did the job. So well done to Conor Sweeney, of course. And everyone involved, Raymond Gallagher, but also to the, here's to the matches against Dublin and Mayo. They will be fascinating. And I look forward to them immensely. So I'd say there are a few people who are very happy this morning.